This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. I am Ifeyemi Andrew. It's now 9 minutes past hour of eight this morning. And yes, I know you've been itching and, would I say picking your fingers, waiting to hear what the conversation would be on the Morning Crossfire today. And as always, you would not be disappointed. For those of us who are surprised to hear my voice, it's something that happens once in a while. And today is one of those days. So just enjoy it. You might not get it again anytime soon. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Yesterday, we had the vice president in the state. And he came to commission the building for Special Police Protection Unit at Omagwa. And who else was there? We had the Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Senator Godswill Akpabio, former governor of Akwa Ibom State. And then, of course, our governor, I think for the first time, attended an event himself where the president, is involved. He's never been in any of them, if I'm remembering correctly. But this was one of the first times that he came without sending anybody to represent him. And there was a lot that was said in that event yesterday, a lot. And some of the things that were said by the governor would be forming our conversation this morning. Of course, you'd believe, as always, all eyes were on the NDDC because the project that was to be commissioned was built by the NDDC, even though it's something that's been there for well over five years. That project has been on, but finally commissioned. But there was a lot that was said. So today on the show, we're asking a very good question. Some people would feel like it's not necessary to say it, but this is how it is. The NDDC, the governor said, has become a cash cow for politicians. Is the NDDC a cash cow for politicians? How important can the collaboration between the NDDC and state governments be to help develop the Niger Delta region? If you listened to some of the things the governor said yesterday, one of them would be the NDDC ensured that they collaborate with state governments. One time he took them to court even. He won. We don't know if that collaboration has started, but it was of the opinion that the NDDC ought to have conversations with state governments before they carry out projects. Is this needed? Is this crucial? How important can this be? All of this will form part of the conversation for this morning. My guest will be with me shortly in the studio. I'll be having with me today a legal practitioner and public affairs analyst, Chioma Choko, here in Port Harcourt. While we're waiting him, I'd like you to listen to some of the things that was said by the governor yesterday at that commissioning ceremony, just in case you missed it.
There's no collaboration we have had with NDC that they have completed one. The Mother and Child Hospital, we brought our own part of the money. NDC didn't bring it down. Okay, refund us our money. It was a war. Now, the headquarters, where they are now. Mr. Minister, you are here. You are in the MD. You told me in government house that you are going to bring 2.5 billion. The state government will bring 2.5 billion for the dualization of the Eastern Bypass. As I speak, you have not brought one naira. Meanwhile, the road is almost 95% ready. If you don't pay, I will make sure you won't use that road to your headquarters. Because, yes, I'm not there for a Christmas. NDDC has been a cash cow for politicians. Every now and then, the MD will be running to Abuja to seek from the office of the RGF, from the presidency before, whose contract to award, when they are not even contractors. But once they pay the first toll, all of them will just abandon it. Let nobody say that the problem of NDDC is only the of Niger Delta. No. The problem of NDDC is entire Nigeria. So now that you have promised us that you are going to change to make sure that NDDC will work, let them work.
Okay, so you heard the governor there. Well, the problem of the NDDC, he says, not just the Niger Delta. We also have some people in Abuja contributing to the issues that we have in the NDDC. Before we get deeper into the conversation, I think it's only appropriate that you understand why the NDDC was established. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo actually did that. Now, one of the major reasons was to see that the Niger Delta region is developed. It was created largely as a response to demands of the population of the Niger Delta. Now, there were talks about being sidelined, being marginalized, not getting the dividends of democracy, especially owing to the fact that it is a region where most of the wealth of the nation comes from. There should be some level of development, which was not present at the time. And that actually forced, you know, the creation of the NDDC. And while that was done, certain mandates were also given. And a few of them, I was going through some of the mandates and then my attention was, you know, pinned down by a few of them. Formulation of policies and guidelines for the development of the Niger Delta area, conception, planning, implementation, all in accordance with set rules and regulations of projects and programs for sustainable development of the region. In different fields, from transportation, jetties, waterways, health, employment, industrialization, agriculture and fishery, housing, urban development, water supply, electricity and telecommunications. All of this, some of the things that the NDDC is supposed to achieve in the Niger Delta region. There is also preparing master plans and schemes designed to promote the physical development of the Niger Delta region and the estimation of the member states of the commission. That's also one of the jobs of the NDDC. Implementation of all the measures approved for the development of the Niger Delta region by the federal government and the states of the commission. Also something that the NDDC should be doing. We could question all of this, I'm sure. You could ask, has the NDDC been able to at least achieve close to 50% of its mandate? Big question. Well, my guest is with me in the studio at the time, Choma Choko, a legal practitioner here in Port Harcourt. He was getting ready for court proceedings this morning before we snatched him out. Good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Efemini, and to all our guests out there.
He keeps saying Efemini. Yes, well, thank you. May he so rest in peace. Efemi.
Efemi, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for being a bit late. I'm sorry.
I hope it wasn't traffic.
Well, part of it.
Part of it.
Yes, particularly my own Asics. We have bad roads.
So the NDDC should do more roads.
That is even why I'm here. Maybe I will talk about that too.
Okay. Yes. So now that you're here, I was just putting out a few of the mandates for the NDDC. Yes. And some of the things that they ought to be doing in the region. But our major focus would be the comments of the governor yesterday. It's not the first time the governor has said that the NDDC is a cash cow for politicians. It's not the first time he has called for collaboration between the state governments and the commission to ensure that the region is developed. So the first thing I would like to ask is the NDDC really a cash cow? Or is it just an anthem that's now being sung by politicians to take our attentions off the major problem?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, NDDC as a commission, if you look at it holistically, you look at the characters that are involved, characters that are managing that particular commission, you look at the dispositions of these persons, one will not be far from right if he makes such a conclusion that indeed NDDC is a cash cow, as a matter of fact. In North Interity, the governor of River State is right. I would support him in this particular conclusion, in this particular statement.
How so?
Yes, I will, with facts, as a matter of fact.
I was waiting for that, because yes. We have to, if you're saying that it's a cash cow, then we need to know how much did they bring at any time to sponsor a politician to win an election.
If you hear me, you will agree with me that if you Israel holistically, the entirety of the problem that has been bedeviling that particular commission, you will not find anything that has a resemblance of lack of funding in NDDC. I will tell you the truth. From the budgetary down to what, however you want to describe it, part of the problems associated with that commission cannot be seen to be lack of funding. NDDC receives even more than other commissions in this nation. You look at them very well. Look, see, the truth of the matter remains that managerial issues had been part of the major problem bedeviling NDDC. And if you look at that managerial issue, it is associated with the character of persons who have been appointed into that particular commission, the mindset of the people. And I will always say it, I will tell you the truth. If even from the Minister of Niger Delta to the least person that functions as a staff in that particular commission, everybody that goes there with a particular mindset, which is a mindset of establishing himself first, even down to those that contracts are awarded to. That is why you have abandonment of projects here and there. It looks as though NDDC does not have any development plan for Niger Delta. It does. But the executions becomes a problem.
Okay. If you're saying the NDDC has a development plan for the Niger Delta,
yes.
Who made those plans? Same politicians.
It is not just, yes. Because the development plan is drawn from the budgetary.
Hmm.
Once they make their budget, they conclude that this is what they're going to execute within this, let's say, 2021. This is the budget of NDDC, for instance.
Hmm.
And these are our likely, projects, which we may intend to achieve within this limited time, which is 1 year, for instance, before another budget will be made. But within that period, monies are paid for this projects, monies are allocated, revenues are even given for the particular project for which these budgets are made. But at the end of it, you find out that the execution of the projects which have been budgeted for and possibly money allocated for is not being secured. And you look at it, who are the people that draws, just like you've rightly asked, who are the people that makes this plan? It is NDDC board in combination with maybe possibly the appointers. Possibly, it could be part of the reasons we're not having all these projects executed, or even most of the projects executed. Because at that moment, they come to a round table and begin to negotiate what becomes my own share on the discussion table.
So yesterday, the governor said we have political contractors who would just, go to Abuja and then meet politicians, and they're not even contractors in the actual sense, but then some of these projects are given to compensate them. Lots of accusations he made. One of them, it's not the first time. Some time ago, when he received a Senate Committee on Niger Delta here in Port Harcourt, he said that the NDDC has been hijacked by political actors using the commission for their selfish interests. This was the accusation he made. He said the Niger Delta Development Commission was plotting to oust him from his position as governor of Rivers State. I want to quote him now,
yes.
Word for word. What NDDC does through the supervision of their party is to make sure they vote out some money to ensure certain governors do not return. You can imagine NDDC wasting $10 billion to remove me here. Is the money not wasted now? NDDC wasted $10 billion to remove just one governor. Now, this was what the governor said,
yes.
At the time he had these visitors.
Yes.
He kept saying things like this. But then there was a time where he wasn't in the situation that he is now, where in the state he's in opposition. Does that mean, can we then safely say that he could also be part of the problem?
Now, it's even where I want to address very significantly, which is part of the reasons we, the people, are being the ones that are being cheated here. Governor Yusuf Miki, His Excellency, as a matter of fact, was part and parcel of the federal government during the last two administrations. And if you look at it very well, which is the more reason everybody, all of us must collectively agree with the positions which has been rightly posited by the governor. Because he has a primary knowledge. He is speaking from first-hand information, having functioned at the level of the federal government. But the question is, why are all these things being reviewed at the expiration of your time? When you now feel that the opportunity for you to address that issue is no longer in your hands. That is the only time you will speak up. And that is what exactly is playing out in virtually all the sectors of both the state and the federal government. Once you leave the position, the people give you that opportunity for you to represent them very well. You will have the opportunity, seize it perfectly. But within the period you are within that confine of that office, you will not be able to achieve anything. Once that power is taken away from you and you feel that another person is enjoying the same thing you enjoyed during your administration, that is the only time you're coming out to tell Nigerians that, there is a lacuna somewhere. But in all sincerity, having partaken in the past two administrations that just concluded, Yusuf Miki has a very good point. That, yes, it is part of the industry of NDDC to collude with the federal government, to agree with them on how to map out fund. Of course, you look at it, if you even want to appreciate this thing very well, what is the purpose of this creation of NDDC, as a matter of fact? Have you looked at it? If you look at it and then put it vis-a-vis the achievement of the NDDC in the Niger Delta, can it be commensurate with the amount of money that has been allocated to them from the establishment of these NDCs in 2000? The date. The answer is no. The amount of money that has been allocated to NDDC, if you look at it, it has no reflection in any of the 9 states of the NDDC. What is the reason? Because the appointer, at the moment of appointing, you look at the way they lobby for the appointment. A friend of mine recently called me and said, I intend to secure an appointment in NDDC, and this is what they are asking me to bring. So after bringing that kind of money, you would think that the person will just go there and sit and watch, and then will not have the opportunity to appropriate certain public funds to himself, because from the appointer, the foundation is corrupt. So if we must get it well, we must uproot it from the basic foundation. Because the man who has the ability to appoint is even looking for a way to siphon the people. So once you siphon, the person who is coming to represent goes there as a mere common flash. Does not represent the interests of the people, which ordinarily should be the major purpose of it.
All right, we're going on a short commercial, but when we return, the governor rightly said that the problem of the NDDC is not just from the Niger Delta. We have politicians from Abuja who are also involved in this particular issue. Most importantly, constitution of the NDDC board. And, I mean, we just had the, what was it called again that was carried out?
Yesterday, Commissioner of Police.
No, not that. For the NDDC audit.
Okay,
audit that was report. Carried out.
Yes, sir.
And there've been calls. Everybody that was involved in this, the contracts that were been abandoned, we need names. We need names. Are we going to see those names? Well, more in the conversation. Just stick around. Stay 92.3 Nigeria Info. The Morning Crossfire continues after now.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, this is 92.3 Nigeria Info, your nation's number one news talk and sports radio station. Still the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest is very much with me in the studio. Legal practitioner Chioma Choko is also a public affairs analyst. And we're actually looking at comments from the governor of Rivers State yesterday, where he said during the commissioning of the edifice for the Nigerian police at Omagwa, he said, the NDDC is a cash cow for politicians. And called for collaboration between the NDDC and state governments. Well, if you're listening to us and you have contributions to make, you can send a WhatsApp message to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp numbers. You can send your messages in. We'll be taking them as we progress on the show. All right, Chioma. So, the governor said there is a need for the NDDC to work with state governments. First off, in the establishment of the NDDC, is there any part of it that says you must have a conversation with state governments before you can, you know,
execute?
Because part of the mandates here, a few of them says formulation of policies and guidelines for development of the Niger Delta area, which gives them that power. Preparing master plans and schemes designed to promote physical development of the Niger Delta region. Identify factors inhibiting the development of the region and assisting the member states in formulation and implementation of policies to ensure sound and efficient management of the resources of the Niger Delta region. So does the governor have a point? He took them to court one time and think he won that case as well. Does he have a point?
He won that matter.
Yeah, he did. So how... is it necessary that they have this collaboration if we want to see the region develop?
That is a very beautiful question you've asked me. And I would pray to answer it very perfectly well. You see, in the first place, this morning I was able, while I was also reading part of the pages of these papers, I was able to consider the 31 sections of the NDDC Act. That is the Act establishing NDDC. And I looked at it very clinically and surgically, I must say. And I was unable to find out where it is statutorily written that there must be this synergy. Or, no, let me statutory provision for the NDDC board, as a matter of fact, to subject themselves in a way to the state government. Because what we are discussing now is not just limited to River State. It cuts across the nine states of the Niger Delta, as a matter of fact. But in any case, which is also part of the reason some of our statutes are also conflicting within themselves or with themselves. If you look at the Land Use Act, as a matter of fact, the Land Use Act vested all the entirety of all the lands in each of these states to the government of, let's say, for instance, if it is River State, the government of River State, which automatically implies or means the governor of River State.
Yes.
And if you look at it, you read a particular section, which actually I may not know, where it says that it must assist, it kind of has to assist.
Yeah, implementation of all measures, very well. Approval of the development of the Niger Delta region by the federal well. States.
Now, if you want to render an assistance to somebody, it ordinarily means that you have to seek the consent of the person, whether or not. Is it not what it means?
Part of the mandate here, yes.
Very good, very good. That means it ordinarily has to do with you that is coming to render such assistance has to seek for the permission of the person you are rendering that assistance to. Because in every year, for instance, River State as a state government has its budget. It has its development plan for the state. NDDC also has its own budget that cuts across the nine Niger Delta states. But in any of this budget, for instance, the budget of River State government, for instance, vis-a-vis that of the NDDC, which one should be superior? It is that of the River State, because the Land Use Act, as a matter of fact, has vested the usage or the ownership of each of this land in the state to each of these Niger Delta states. I'm coming. I don't know if you allow me to finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, by way of also getting it right, it is not statutorily provided that the NDDC must seek consent from the state government, as a matter of fact. But there is certainly what we call partners for sustainable development, which ordinarily will be in the interest of the members of the public, that allows, for instance, that partners for sustainable development has in it the commissioners, the NDDC board, as a matter of fact, that comes together to say, okay, this is our development plan and this is our budget, in order not to allow any of these two to make budget. For instance, the state government may make budget, for instance, to construct Obirikwere Road. And at the end of it, because Obirikwere Road is also found within the ambit of River State, and NDDC also, it has the responsibility of constructing any road, for instance, within the Niger Delta and River State, as a matter of fact. Now, if River State government has made a budget and plan for the building of that particular road, if there is this partnership between the two arms, for instance, they come together to synergize. So, say, okay, we have made plan from so-so-so place to so-so-so place. Rather than making another plan that would conflict with the plans you have already in existence, draw your own plan from B to C. Ordinarily, that would be the best thing. But because of political influence,
I was about stating that.
Very good.
With the politics that
because
we play.
Because of the politics that is being played between the federal, especially where you have, for instance, different political parties in the state and the federal government, you have part of these problems as what is bedeviling the both persons. And the opportunity for the both persons to come together to say that the both persons, I mean, like the state government and the NDDC, as a matter of fact, you will not have them at any point marry because of political influence.
There's also another thought, aside from the politics, we've also have problems where state governments would clean projects that were carried out by agencies like the commissions, like the NDDC, for instance, where we say, oh, this road is being done by the state government, whereas you had, you know, support from the NDDC, or the NDDC, in fact, would have been. Is it also to avoid such situations why the NDDC doesn't have that conversation?
It's also part of the reasons I said there is need for this synergy. There is need for this partnership because it brings all the parties to a roundtable discussion to allow them share their views and opinion on what project that should be executed by either the state government or the NDDC. But because of this lack of synergy amongst these persons, what you find is conflicting constructions and conflicting work. And most times, either of these persons do not even execute this project. You have them haphazardly done.
Okay, let's get your thoughts quickly. I'll open the phone line 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
My brother, man, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Okay. My name is David West.
David West, 1 minute.
Yes, I want to reiterate my earlier stated opinion in the morning. I said I agree with the governor in his assertion that NDDC has turned to a cash cow. However, the echo or the statement he's making has been a statement that we have made several years ago, not today. And I also said that he is also a beneficiary of the statement he's making. I emphatically made mention of 2014 general election, how he came into power, the role NDDC played too. So for me, it's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Let us begin to think of how we know those people indicted in that forensic audit. Name, prosecute, and shame them. That is my major concern.
All right, thank you, David West.
Then finally, for the information you are giving about state government also claiming roads done by the commission, an incident of search happened in Bayelsa State, which I know very well. NDDC finally came out to say we did the road, and the state government at that time could not go further to tell the people again that they did the road, because state government claimed they were the people that refurbished those roads. While it was not done by them, it was done by NDDC. Not until the NDDC came, presented facts, the state government went into their cacophony.
All right, David West, silence. Thank you good very morning. Much from Bayelsa there. Alali's calling from Bonny Island. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, go ahead.
Yes, I think we can all see that the problem of this nation is from the so-called federal government. Look at what is happening. How can a governor or a past governor be inviting another governor to cross over before they can recognize that he is actually doing good job? And the vice president come out to say he will now intervene into their matter. You see what they are doing? You see that this country, we don't have a future until this crop of elements of people are gotten rid of. That is what we are saying. When you are sincere, you are thorough, you are frank, you are straightforward, they will lure you and corrupt you. Look at how Akwabio went to APC. Look at what is happening. Look at everything about this country is no longer new. It's not news. The federal is not playing until we break that power from federal, that monopoly where they come in and use might, power, gun, everything, and steal from the subordinate states and the local government. That is purely what is happening in this country.
All right, Alali, thank you very much for your time. Hello, good morning.
My name is John Amadali.
Go ahead.
Yes, the issue of Vice President Commission and DDC, Commission polluted yesterday in Port Harcourt, and Abadu and Yusuviti wrote in one. I want to tell you now that the worst person that they have produced as the Minister of Niger Delta in Nigeria is Senator Bosun Abadu. He's not a good man. He's not even having Niger Delta at heart. He's in NDDC the way he likes. When he was the governor of Akwa State, he did well. But now that he's the minister of Niger Delta, to develop Niger Delta, where he came from, he's doing nothing, absolute nothing. He's not even helping matter. I don't know why Otip and John followed him yesterday to come and commission two-bedroom plan. Say the NDDC project in River State.
It's not a two-bedroom flat nothing. Now.
That is not the way they run the government.
Okay.
He's not representative of Niger Delta very well. He's only there to make his own personal money. He's not doing well for the people of Niger Delta.
All right, thank you very much. Mufasa from NTA Road. Good morning, Mufasa.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Good morning once again.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to your guests.
Good morning, my dear.
Well, they say your view of the road changes when you move from the driver's seat to the passenger seat and vice versa. I'm surprised that the governor of Rivers State just realized today that the NDDC is the cash cow for politicians. But having said that, I also want to believe that a lot is expected of the NDDC, and as far as I'm concerned, they are falling short of that expectation. Blame it on politicians, blame it on whoever want to blame it on, but I know that it is time to do the right thing. If the vice president has come today and you hear the minister for any Niger Delta and Governor Wike exchanging banters and all of that, that means there's a cause for serious concern.
Okay.
The people are suffering, and we expect the NDDC to live up to his expectation. I also expect Governor Wike, who is the governor of Rivers State, to also accept the responsibility as the governor of Rivers State and deliver quality leadership. He has been in the corridors of power for God knows how long, but he has come out to tell us today that NDC is like a cash cow for politicians, whoever he wants to, you know, apportion blame to. I think he has shot himself in the foot and allowed the people of Niger Delta to be the ones to lament, not himself, who is equally a politician, and he has also benefited from the rot in the system. So he shouldn't lament now. Allow all the Niger Delta people to identify this, you know, injustice that has been meted on us by those people who have headed that commission right from inception till date.
Okay, Mufasa, thank you very much. All right, let's take some messages from our Facebook page. You can join the conversation on Facebook, Nigerian for 92.3 PH. Drop your comments. This one from George Owavienike says, Governor Wike have benefited a lot from NDDC. Every day, Governor Wike crying, God is watching on his bad leadership in Rivers State. Okay, Egbe Eze Omorigi says, they said next level, but we never asked what level. What we are seeing now is next level of corruption, insecurity, poor economy, division, and Napoleonic wars, tribal and political settlements. All we need is a nationalist that will reunite us. Sukanibari Barisuka says, any person or individual that make use of funds meant for the development and betterment of less privileged as their personal or private interest, they do not deserve to be there because their mind is at... Okay. An appointment is indirectly proportional to settlement. In God I trust. Okay, nowadays in governance, an appointment is indirectly proportional to settlement, you meant. Edward Okajile, no governor in the region is a cent when it comes to sharing of our commonwealth in the NDDC. They only complain whenever they are locked out. Mm. On WhatsApp, lots of messages. This one says, good morning, Andrew, and a guest in the studio. This is diplomatic Niger Delta man. What Governor Wike says is the truth, but time is coming where federal government will not have power over our resources. Okay. This one says, Andrew, people are shouting because no more opportunities are available for them to loot. They are against Agbabio because they're not having the space to grab as usual. It didn't state your name. This one says, that is why I put it onto the youth. It's not only NSAS that we have to make sure all these old men are voted out and make way for vibrant youths. Good morning. I want to ask a question. At what point did the NDC become a cash cow to politicians? Secondly, is it because he's not in a position to appoint anybody into the NDDC? That is why he's sounding like this. And is the governor telling us that the Eastern Bypass Road worth $5 billion? Why is the governor scamming us? Ifeanyi Nchukwu Umodo. What they said was 2.5 from the state, 2.5 from the NDDC, yes, to fix that road. So, of course, then that means $5 billion for the road. The governor was right. NDDC indeed is a cash cow. Think of it this way. Why is it that the public hearing was just a mere public gimmick? Why is it that even the forensic audit was heavily questionable and lacks trust? How come those whom the commission has entrusted to once had criminal charges? These, therefore, makes it a cash cow. Okay, and you don't include your name as well. Okay, Jerry from Owerri. Let's get back to you quickly as we wrap up because we're already running out of time. The governor highlighted some of the problems and he said the Niger Delta and the politicians from Abuja, we've had the audits, over 3,000 projects abandoned. People have been calling for names to be mentioned. So far, so good. We haven't seen any. I think it was a few that came out. I think I said documents. I'm not quite sure now. But then we also have the NDDC board, which, of course, we've had people protest to be constituted as well. All of these delays. Does any of this have anything to do with the politics that we are saying is the problem of the NDDC?
Of course, you see, the sincerity of it is that it's the entire problem boils down to politics. You cannot excuse, you cannot isolate it.
So, in other
politics.
Words, we should just know that let's just forget about the developments coming from the NDDC because politics will always remain.
Remain. That is the truth. And that is part of my reason I will always tell people it is not only about PDP or APC, it is about the character of persons who are occupying these positions. If you like, for now, bringing a person from PDP into that NDDC board, the person will still be corrupted because it has to do with the influence of the people around that board, around that commission. So if you must get it right, you must get the technocrat one who is almost like a saint, who is not even a politician.
Almost like,
because you can't have a saint. I will tell you the truth.
So almost like a saint.
Sincerely, if you look at it, part of the electioneering campaigns of the president then in 2015, 2013, 2014, thereabout, was the issue of corruption. And if we look at it very holistically, it was part of the issues that made Nigerians to vote him into power. But what has been achieved on that light? Nothing. Virtually nothing has been achieved. So it is also the very basic reason for which we believe that the audit report makes no meaning at the moment. Because at the end of it, you would agree with me that nothing, certainly nothing, will come out of that particular audit report. It will be played down like every other sector that issues of corruption had been played down on.
All right, Rasta Chomachoko, thank you very much for your time. It's been amazing having you here in the studio.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you another time.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Let's see if we could take a few more of your messages. I was thinking I could take one more call before I go, but... Okay, let's take this message on WhatsApp. Good morning, Andrew. For me, the issue of partnership is neither here nor there. If NDDC informs any state governor about citing a project in their state, the governor of the state will direct the commission to go to his place and community, or that of his in-laws or its political party cronies, to cite projects that will sing their praises. Appoint contractors that will handle such job. So for me, the both should do the needful. Emmanuel from Port Harcourt sent in this one. This one says, good morning. If APC wins election in 2023, I'll park my load and check out of Nigeria, period. Lands are held by state governors in trust for the people. It is not their personal properties. We could go on and on. All right, well, thank you very much. That's the much I could take on the show. You've been amazing. Now that we have a popular saying that the people waiting to steal are more than the people already stealing, what does that spell for the development of the region and the country at large? I'd allow you to think about that one. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Check me out on Instagram, Ifeyemi Andrew Official. On Facebook, Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. The Morning Crossfire comes again tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye for now, and have a wonderful day.